Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All righty. Welcome into the Lake Show here on this Wednesday. News Talk 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Josh Wheeler this evening. And we will start with the breaking news involving the Minnesota Twins. Let's just be clear here about the Minnesota Twins. It's not a fun place to be with the Twins. It's not a fun place to be. The Twins continue to struggle, which means they are 100% sellers at the trade deadline, which is tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. And the big name that everybody around Major League Baseball has been looking at, Yoán Duran, has been traded. He is no longer a member of the Minnesota Twins. The Duran era is over here in Minnesota. He has been dealt, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, as well as other reports. And what the Twins did in terms of who did they trade him for, into what organization, they have dealt Duran to the Philadelphia Phillies. The Minnesota Twins are receiving catching prospect Eduardo Tate and pitching prospect Mick Abel. Now, those two prospects in the Phillies organization, currently right now, ranked fourth and sixth. Okay? That's within their organization. Fourth and sixth. So you're receiving a catching prospect, and you are receiving a right-handed pitcher. So let me talk about this for a second. And I can get your reaction at 651-461-9226. Because none of what has transpired this season for the Twins has been good. But today was absolutely the dagger. I think that potentially the dagger could have been when Byron Buxton landed on the 10-day injured list. That's not going to help matters. The fact that Carlos Correa had to leave, he got sick, was under the weather, wasn't available today. Like, everything has really snowballed for you. So knowing that you went into the All-Star break playing a little bit better, and I mean just a little bit better. Wasn't like they were on fire. A little bit better. Detroit comes out of the All-Star break and they are struggling. But you can't get your act together. You lose to Colorado, which was embarrassing. And then after that, you lose multiple other series since. Those ended up being the reasons why you had to move on. You weren't going anywhere with them, and you have a lot of, when you look at Duran, that's about as much leverage as you will have in that player at this specific time based on the control that, well, now the Phillies have for the next 2 years. They have him through 2027. So when you have a player and you've got club control, that's going to make that player, especially a really good player, much more attractive. So moving on from him, I'm not going to shed a tear for, because there were times where he was awesome. Then there were other times where he was shaky. And no, Texter, I don't agree with you. Lost the best closer. Intro. Okay. I thought the Texter says lost the best closer intro in the league. I thought that they said lost the best closer in the league. So there's a difference there. Closer intro. Did you like that intro, Josh Wheeler? It was badass.
Okay. It was pretty good.
It's not better than the guy with the Mets, though.
Yeah. I mean, and it's never going to beat, you know, the nostalgia with Enter Sandman with Mariano Rivera. So that doesn't have all the flash, but still.
There are a lot of times when we talk about trades in sports. Trades will bum you out, and trades will get you excited. Neither for me. 651-461-9226. I have neither of those feelings. I am not overly excited about this because I don't know enough about the prospects. This trade is so fresh, I don't know enough about the prospects. And if any Twins fan out there is telling you they know a lot about these prospects, they're lying to you. Because there's no way for you to know about prospects that most of us have never heard of before. Secondly, when I say the emotions of being stoked or being upset, and I don't have either, it's because when I look at Duran, there were times where I'm looking and I'm like, okay, he's got the potential to be the best closer in the league, but he's not that. And why? Because he's inconsistent. Consistency is what makes you great in sports. The fact that LeBron James, in year, 23 or 24 now, can still go out there and perform at the level that he does consistently, that's greatness. Durant, you don't know sometimes what you're going to get. You know that he's going to walk a batter some nights. He's going to have you on the edge of your seat, nervous. And then, yeah, you'll get those nights where he just mows down the opposing side. But I am not overjoyed with this deal, and I'm definitely not in my feelings about it. If this is a move where you're getting some really good prospects, and we'll see how that plays out, because of all of the sports, the one sport where it's really shaky with regards to prospects, it's baseball. Basketball, you pretty much know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Hockey, I feel like you know what you're going to get in the early rounds. But when you hear 4 and 6 in terms of where they were ranked for prospects for Philadelphia, you feel good about that because you got some of their top prospects. But where do they rank in terms of overall Major League Baseball with regards to prospects? We'll see. Let's take a phone call here from – let's go to Mike and Egan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, you know, it seemed like after the All-Star break, they just didn't seem motivated. It just seemed kind of – they should have done better than they did against Colorado. I mean, they're not a very good team. And you just wonder maybe, you know, if that's being Rocco, you know, not getting them ready to play or, you know, just trying to motivate them. But I've seen times where they'll have runners at second and third, nobody out, first and second, nobody out, you know, drop down a bunch, right? You know, they don't do stuff like that.
I'm going to agree with you, Mike, in that you're right. Like the level of attentiveness, the level of energy and all of that coming out of the All-Star break, it's been different. What do we need them to play with, Mike? We need them to play with urgency. They are not playing with urgency right now. I'm not going to just put that on the players. I'm also going to put that on Rocco too. Like, everybody has to care. And I'm not saying that Rocco doesn't care, because Rocco does care. But
whenever your players are not playing to the highest of levels, of course the coach or the manager or whoever is going to take some of the blame too.
Right, yeah. They've seemed like they're drawing a decent crowd, though. I mean, they had some, you know, a couple of good crowds, but, you know.
No, you're 100% right. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Mike and Egan. No, he's right about the crowds. The crowds have been better here lately. I've been at the ballpark this week, and the crowds have been fine against Boston. But it's just
outside of the rain delay, outside of the storm delay. Everybody kind of just
But the rain delay game before the rain came. The fans were there.
No, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I just don't.
And I'll even push back too, because once we get the deeper we get into summer every year, no matter how bad the Twins are playing, people still come out to the games. It's the ballpark. It's Target Field. It's kids' weekend. Like I don't think the attendance is too terrible. I'd have to pull up the numbers.
Is it the ballpark though? Because the people that complain about the Twins will say they're not spending money, so we're not going.
Yeah, but they'll still go.
Do they?
I know a few season ticket holders that are devoted that still go.
I hope so. It's a beautiful place to be.
Pay a lot of money for those seats.
All right, 651-461-9226. The Lake Show Talking Twins. If you are just tuning in, the Minnesota Twins have dealt closer Joan Duran to the Philadelphia Phillies, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan. What are the Twins getting back in the two prospects, one a catching prospect and one a pitcher? I will get to that next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I have no idea why Josh Wheeler is playing the song when I just stated in the previous segment that I am not elated at Durant being traded, and I'm not sad about it. I'm not sad about it.
I'm sad about our phase of life in the Twins organization. That's what I'm sad about.
651-461-9226. Text line, you're weighing in right now. If you want to call in, you can as well. From the 763, trading established players for prospects rarely works out. Jose Barrios, for one, guy is a four-inning starter, is one glaring example. Face it, 2026 will be another rebuilding year. We will see how that transpires and plays out. But, yes, I would agree with the texture from the standpoint that established players for prospects a lot of times doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it is disgruntled star, like superstars, that you just have to move. And other teams know that they have to pay a price.
Mm-hmm.
When the Juan Sotos and people like that get moved around, typically teams get good stuff back. For the most part. Yeah. I'm not saying it always works out, but for the most part.
Now, in defense, Barrios for a hot minute was the only solid, consistent pitcher we had on this team.
And he was overrated when he was here.
Yes.
He was.
It was pretty much Jake Odorizzi and Barrios.
And to be fair, I didn't want to pay him all that money.
No.
People, because he was wanting, like, what was it, like $30 million a year?
Like,
I'm not
like
paying him that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're not Johan Santana. Calm down.
I don't smoke weed. I'd rather smoke a blunt than pay him $30 million. From the 612, didn't the Twins just get another catching prospect in the trade yesterday? Why two? This is probably talk to text. First off, the Paddock trade from a couple of days ago, don't read a lot into that with regards to whatever you got in terms of the prospect. Look at it as a money dump.
Mm-hmm.
That Chris Paddock was not performing well. Why in the world do you think that the catching prospect that we got there is going to somehow, some way down the... Like, if this is a good catching prospect, which it sounds like he is, then I'm fine with that. I don't care if we got two or three or four, whatever. I just don't look at the Paddock deal as like some big deal.
No.
Right? I don't think any of us do. Now, with regards to Eduardo Tate, the catching prospect from Philadelphia, let's just go ahead and pull up what they say about him. The Phillies, let me read you they have a scouting report on him, and I'll read you the quick bio, because he was the fourth-ranked prospect in the Philadelphia Phillies organization. They say, can history repeat itself? The Phillies sure hope so in terms of their efforts in signing catchers out of Panama. They got Carlos Ruiz for $8,000 back in 1999, and he helped them win a World Series less than a decade later. In January of 2023, they spent $90,000 to sign Tate out of Panama, and the early returns have been very encouraging. The young catcher raked in the Dominican Summer League after signing, then played his way from the Florida Complex League to full season ball before he turned 18 during his first trip to the U.S. in 2024. He's a left-handed hitting backstop. Tate has already displayed some impressive hitting traits. He finds the barrel consistently and makes a lot of hard contact. He's capable of driving the ball to all fields and can hit the ball out everywhere, showing good power for such a young age. Like many young hitters with pop, he can get a little pull happy at times, but should be able to learn to trust his natural strength and bat speed as he progresses. While Tate's overall defensive game is a work in progress, the Phillies think he's headed in the right direction after showing a lot of improvement behind the dish last year. They think he sets up well, and his receiving has gotten better to the point where they think that he could be an average defender in the future, pairing nicely with his plus arm. If that keeps trending in that direction, Tate should have no problem being a big league regular catcher in the future. All right, so just reading that assessment, he's got potential. It doesn't sound like they've got him pegged as a star, but we'll see, to be determined. Now, Mick Abel, he is 23 years old, and he is a 6'5", 190-pound pitcher, right-handed pitcher at that. We will read his quick assessment. Taken in the middle of the first round of the shortened 2020 draft. So he's a first-round pick. Abel brought size, outstanding stuff, and what seemed to be a good feel for pitching for a high schooler to the Philadelphia Phillies organization.
Despite struggling more with his command than anticipated, he climbed the organizational ladder and reached AAA in 2023, pitching in the Futures game that summer. His control regressed even more with the return to AAA in 2024, though the Phillies still added him to the 40-man roster during the offseason. He possesses many of the qualities that made him a top prospect, with four or five quality pitches coming from his 6'5 frame. His fastball velocity dipped a bit in 2024, but he was still touching 98 miles per hour and averaging 94 with his four-seamer, missing a decent amount of bats with it. Added a two-seamer, blah, 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 blah. Now let me get to the final thing about him. While he hasn't taken the steps toward forward that we would have liked, it should be noted that Abel was one of the youngest pitchers in the International League and will pitch most of this season at age 23.
There you go.
One more thing it says, in 2023, his curve, now thrown in the 81-84 mile per hour range, was the better of his two breaking balls, but last year his mid-80s slider was a more consistent option, especially in terms of landing it for strikes. He can still sell his upper 80s changeup with sink well. All right, so that's what you're getting just from the that's like inside baseball stuff.
Yes.
Like that's the scouting report. That's stuff that I typically don't read, but I read it because, well, because in reality, we don't know what we're getting.
Yeah, correct.
Right, right.
And that's going to be the case going forward for, I think, which will probably be more trades tomorrow.
Yeah, and so, well, it depends. Like, if there's anybody on the roster that you anticipate would be moved, who would it be?
Well, I'm going to get your thoughts on this because the money doesn't add up to me, but Carlos Correa.
Well,
there's a lot of smoke with the Houston thing right now.
There's smoke, but a good player at a reasonable price tag is Willie Castro.
Yeah,
I can see Willie Castro being somebody that people would like to go and take a stab at.
I said that a month ago, and everybody was telling me that there wasn't enough there as a trading piece for Willie to be moved. But
well, I mean, a lot changes in a month.
I know.
Yeah,
his consistency has stayed on point. That's what's helped. But the Correa thing, you still have $200 million that you're. They have to pay out to him. So
he's got to want to move. He's got a no trade.
Is he going to pay that $200 million out of pocket? Because the Twins probably won't.
What do you mean? What are you saying?
He's still owed a couple hundred million dollars by the Twins, and we're already $400 million in debt as a team. I don't see how we're just going to eat that big of a bank.
No. The Twins are not eating anything.
Okay.
This is the Minnesota Twins. The Twins are not going to move Carlos Correa and eat a contract. Like, what sense would that make? Why would you even move him then?
Well, that's kind of the pushback that I've been seeing around, you know, some of the talking heads of baseball today is, yeah, Correa couldn't waive his no trade clause, but he's still owed a lot of money from us. Why would we pay him to play against us?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay.
That makes no sense at all. All right, 651-461-9226. One more quick text to get to from the 218. Henry, what are the Twins trying to accomplish? We all know what the definition of doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. The problem is no parity in Major League Baseball. What they're doing is they see that the writing is on the wall and that the season, in essence, is over. And they're moving on and trying to acquire pieces for the future. Now, whether those pieces will work out, we'll see. But the bottom line is I'm a little bit surprised at the Durant trade a little bit in that they had multiple years of control with him moving forward.
Yeah.
But if these prospects are good, then you don't worry about that a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up next, one thing that I just have to get off my chest is that with all the things that are going on in this country, with all the things that are going on in this world, now is not the time to be overly sensitive. I'll explain that next year on the Lake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's a lot of serious issues in the world. And we have to remember at times that we're living through some times that a lot of people are struggling. Knowing the seriousness of the days and the times that we're living in, one thing that we should not do is be overly sensitive and try to make a big deal out of something that's nothing, at least in my opinion. Okay? And we can debate that here, this segment or the next couple of segments, about this whole Sydney Sweeney controversy, about these ads that she did with American Eagle. I'm going to need some people to help me out, and you can feel free to call in at 651-461-9226 or even text the show. I don't get it. And look, I will debate and talk about all things, sports, race relations, politics, whatever, right? And I'm having a struggle. And I'm having a hard time with the, quote, white supremacist-like thought surrounding this American Eagle ad. And I'm being serious with that. It's not adding up to me. Do I know that there are people that are racist in this country? Sure. That are racist in this world? Yes. We know that. Is their ideology, is their thought that their genes, that their blue eyes, that their blonde hair, all those things make them better than somebody else? Yes. Yes, I understand that. How in the hell did we get that from this, though? And I'm dead serious. Because if we want to sit here and talk about things being advantageous for this person, that person, whatever. You can go to science and you can talk about, you know, a person with so much melanin in their body, you know, having advantages, or just like, I've watched these ads because I heard about all this stuff, this firestorm. And then I went, you know, a day or two ago and looked up the ads myself to see what all of the controversy was about. I don't get it. Major backlash. And if you've been off the radar, some people are accusing American Eagle of teasing at eugenics, a discredited scientific theory popular among white supremacists, that the human race could be improved by breeding out less desirable traits. Let's play, because there were I think there were like four or five of these like ads that they did. They were like really quick, like 20 or 30 second ads. Let's play just three of them. The ones where she's actually talking, because they had like two where she's doing no talking at all. But listen to the verbiage, listen to the words, because it's not adding up to me.
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans. And I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn. Or that they make your butt look amazing. Why would I need to do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you. But just so we're clear, this is not me telling you to buy American Eagle jeans.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
You see what I did there, right? Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sweeney, and I'm from Spokane, Washington. I can work as a local hire as well, though, and I'm available for the American Eagle jeans campaign shoot.
Profile and hands, please. Thanks. We'll be in touch.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
What's offensive there? What is offensive there? 651-461-9226. What am I missing? What am I missing? I'm dead serious. So this is advertising. The play is off of the word jeans and jeans, right? Like jeans with a G and then jeans with a J. Like we get that, right? We understand that. But does this come across as white woman is better than everybody else vibes? No. How many times do we look at any advertisement that involves sex symbols, white, black, or whatever their skin color is or their ethnic background, and we talk about how beautiful their skin tone looks? I help me with this. This is to me, in my opinion, and I could be off on this. Somebody might disagree with me. This is, we're reaching for something. Of all the things right now, it feels like we're forcing it here. This, to me, is not a controversy. She's selling jeans, for Christ's sake. Blue jeans. Blue jeans. I'm sure that Josh Wheeler is a big American Eagle guy.
Sure. Big fan.
So, you're a lot younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Somewhat younger.
Did you and your wife, what did you and your wife think about this the moment you heard about this?
Because
I'm still trying to wrap my head around why everybody's so pissed. This, to me, does not reek of, oh, we got a white supremacist movement here with this ad. That's ridiculous.
Thought nothing of it. Thought Sydney Sweeney, one of the, you know, most, I guess, sought after actresses in Hollywood right now. She's very beautiful. Yeah, she's going to be. I got the gist of the Gene, you know, play on words.
Yeah.
But like you said at the top of the segment, there's way bigger things to worry about right now. I was not even in the slightest thinking, oh my gosh, like, why can't this be somebody of maybe a different ethnicity or different religious background or something like that. I definitely thought, cool, great ad.
Yeah, love I just it. Don't. I don't. I
didn't bother me.
You know, it bothers me that this is where we're at.
Yes.
Like we're trying to we're trying to do too much with trying to decipher this specific ad, and the one ad out of the five had her talking about having blue eyes, right? The other two didn't even really make reference to genetics. And then the other two didn't even, there was no words. Like she hopped in a car or something like that. She walked out with jeans. I just, come on, people, man. We got people that are,
yeah,
that are doing way too much here.
Yep.
Way too much here. And I'm all for, look, I complain on this show. You guys know I have rants on this show. I will speak my mind on this show, give you a strong opinion on this show. My strong opinion here is get over yourself. You're trying to create controversy for a sex symbol in Hollywood right now,
yeah,
that's attached to a brand, and the campaign is not outrageous. This campaign is not outrageous. This campaign is, it's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to play off of different words, genetics, genes, and by the way,
cool,
you know why? You know why the word genetics is even used in the ad?
Mm.
Let's just use common sense here.
Yeah,
it isn't because she's trying to talk about she's a white woman with blonde hair and blue eyes, and that she's superior. You know why genetics was even brought up? Because she's stunning.
Yeah,
because she's sexy. Because she's beautiful. Because she's one of the hot it women right now in Hollywood. That's why genetics even came up. And by the way, it's a playoff genes.
Yeah.
That's why. Please.
It's blown up. It's blown out of proportion.
Text line. Your opening statements were well said, Henry. I agree. Appreciate that. From the 612. It's weird, but not extreme. Sounds like female Matthew McConaughey. She doesn't sound like Matthew McConaughey at all.
Well, in the sense of the voice, like
her voice doesn't sound like that.
No, I'm saying like the soft attenuation of her voice is kind of similar to the Lincoln commercials that Matthew McConaughey does. That's basically what the texter, I think, was getting at.
From the text line, it's a commercial for jeans, similar to the uproar about the Harry Potter movies promoting witchcraft. They were movies.
Yep.
From the 320, Henry, I agree. There's a lot more important topics we should be focused on. I think these ads just ultimately come at a really bad time. Just my two cents. I think it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I think that American Eagle has made their money's worth.
Yeah.
Like they've gotten a return on their investment already. Seriously.
Yeah. Which, by the way, they could use the money because outlet stores are kind of a thing of the past, and everybody's moved to online shopping. You don't see a lot of American Eagle at, like, Maple Grove and stuff like that anymore.
When's the last time you bought American Eagle, be honest?
Ooh, it's been a hot minute.
Is there one in the Mall of America still?
There might be. That place is always changing around. It probably is, though. There used to be a Maple Grove, and I used to go there quite frequently in high school, but I grew up.
Let me see here. It looks like there is a Roseville location, a Minnetonka location, a Bloomington location, which we know. There's multiple locations in the Mall of America. American Eagle's doing just fine.
Yeah, they're fine. And this is going to help out.
Yeah. You go, American Eagle.
I'm not offended.
Have you ever worn American Eagle?
Yeah.
I did in high school.
Yeah. I wore their hoodies are really comfortable. I haven't worn their jeans, but... You know,
have we both aged out of American Eagle?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. I wonder if you can get.
I can't afford American Eagle right now.
It's expensive.
I mean, it's for compared to shopping at like a Walmart or a Target.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, I get that, but that's always been the case.
But could you shop at the Gap? I'm also kind of frugal when it comes to buying clothes.
Can you shop at the Gap?
I could.
The Gap is cheap.
Old Navy is not bad.
That's Old Navy and the Gap are cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days, those were the it stores. Yeah. I do miss those days.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Gap is still open, but I haven't been to the Gap in, 20 years?
Yeah.
It's been a while. All right, 651-461-9226. one more segment in the opening hour of a three-hour show that we call The Lake Show. All right, back here on The Lake Show. News of the day, though, sports-wise, Juan Duran is gone from the Twins. He was traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. We kicked off the show talking about that. He's been traded for the number 4 and 6 prospects for the Phillies organization. Those names, again, are catching prospect Eduardo Tate and pitching prospect Mick Abel. Now, one of the things that I want to get back to here for a second, because a couple people text us about it, and I know you mentioned it too, Josh, and we talked about it off air, is the whole notion of how many catchers do you need, right? We got a couple people texting about the, you know, this is like the second catcher that they've acquired this week.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that we got anything of substance from Detroit in the division, when we traded away Chris Paddock,
yeah,
I don't know what to tell you. Seriously.
Detroit's not giving up anything, especially.
They're not giving up anything of substance.
Yeah. Yeah.
To me, there was more about, you know what, we're not going to retain Chris Paddock. Let's take a flyer on a low-level kid and the salary dump. And now they have an arm that they can put at the back of their rotation. Because let's not sit here and look at Chris Paddock and not acknowledge that he's got a live arm. Doesn't mean he's a good pitcher.
Yeah,
he has a live arm. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, the whole catching prospect thing kind of comes into a play because, you know, there's one pitcher right now in the active roster that's not going to be here next year. And that's going to be Christian. Well, yeah.
Catcher, yeah. You said pitcher, but yeah.
Oh, I said pitcher. I mean catcher. He's going to be gone.
Yeah, Christian's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
We're not re-signing him.
No, nor should you. No. It just, that was not a good signing. It didn't work out here in Minnesota.
Great dude, by the way. Great dude.
Seems like a good dude.
Yeah.
Seems like a good dude. I've never had any issues when I'm around him. Seems like a really good dude. But let's just call it for what it is. That was not a good signing.
No.
It's been a waste of money. He has not performed well at all. So the bottom line is, yeah, you're going to need to replenish people in your organization. And maybe that is the name of the game here with what they're doing. We'll see.
Yeah.
But the pitching prospect, though, that's what I'm more intrigued about. A 6'5 right-hander that's 23 years old.
It's a big guy.
Doesn't that excite you? Whenever you get a young pitching prospect that other organizations are high on, I think that other people around the town that you're in that's getting set prospect should get a little bit excited at least. Don't you think?
I like the idea of, and we had mentioned this also earlier, that when you get to that front batch of players, that's when you know you have something where if you're looking at, you know, pick number 180, it's not a good pick. So it's usually not. I mean, depending on maybe long term, but like you're never guaranteed to see that guy.
And this is a player that now that the Twins have him, you have 2 years of him pre-arbitration. Mm-hmm. Not even arbitration. We're talking pre-arbitration. Yeah. So he is going to be here as a member of the Twins. And quite frankly, this guy, we can say what we want, but based on where he was drafted, he was highly regarded.
Yeah.
Drafted in the first round, 15th overall. So to think that this guy doesn't have the it factor, it sounds like he's a pretty talented individual. By the way, are we 57-50?
You got it. Yep.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just making sure. Yeah. So I'm more interested about the pitching prospect than the catching prospect.
Yeah.
How about you?
I am. I think the pitching is definitely important because it's been, you know, we've had some streaks where it's been good this season and even last season, but we haven't had that consistency on both sides of the ball when it comes to the starting rotation and the bullpen. But it definitely helps to have the younger, bigger guy like a 6'5 prospect coming through your system at some point in the next year or two. Basically, what this team's doing is, without saying it, they're doing it without saying it exactly, is we're not winning anytime soon. We're blowing this up. we're getting prospects, and that's pretty much what we're gonna, what we can expect. I don't think they're gonna make a big splash at some point in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I just think the writing was on the wall, and Twins fans needed to just kind of understand that things weren't looking good.
Yeah,
like right now, and not only that, you've got Buxton that's on the 10-day IL. What are you supposed to do now?
It's over. I know it's a couple days from August. We're getting ready for gearing up for another round. Now, nothing's going to change, I don't think, drastically in the next month and a half, 2 months, but just going to say it's over.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, restaurants that are closing. What about a restaurant that's opening up in Excelsior? We'll talk to David Fima about the opening of his new restaurant, Vagabondo, next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.